Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Good morning, and welcome to Score Values here on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Tyler Buterbaugh. And coming up on this week's show, I had the opportunity to chat with Father Steve Bauer of St. Alphonsus Church, and we discussed on the upcoming 23rd annual Oktoberfest Chicago this weekend, and where they're going to be supplying tons of authentic German food, beer, and music, and more fun activities to enjoy with the family. Joining me now this morning here on Score Values, here on 670 The Score, is Steve Bauer of St. Alphonsus Church, hosting Oktoberfest Chicago. Steve, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tyler. Happy to be here. Thanks.
Thank you again for joining me this morning. And as you know, you'll be hosting your 23rd annual Oktoberfest Chicago. Can you just kind of elaborate what makes this Oktoberfest different from others that are hosted in the Chicagoland area?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So our Oktoberfest originated, we started having it about 23 years ago here at St. Alphonsus Church because our parish has a very strong German heritage. It was built, the parish was founded in 1882 by German immigrants. And it's maintained that heritage down through the decades and generations. And we started having our Oktoberfest as a way of sharing that heritage and the best parts of it with people that love beer, brats, pretzels, entertainment, and the big fancy German word called Gemütlichkeit, which is just kind of a fun, enjoyable feeling that you have when you get together with family and friends to celebrate something everybody loves.
That sounds awesome. And then like you just said about all the food, and I'm seeing a whole list of the food that you will be supplying. Could you share a little more on the authentic German food that will be catered for this weekend?
So yeah, the most famous of all that we have is our special recipe Oktoberfest brats. Every Oktoberfest is going to have brats, but our brats have a unique story is that one of the German immigrant families that came over many decades ago, they were butchers, and they brought with them a special festival recipe brat that they had from their little village that they came from. And they decided for a parish festival here that they would pull out this family recipe that was just unique to them. And everybody loved it. The brats were such a hit. And so they decided to do that every year for the parish. And it just got so every year, they would make the brats for the parish festival. And, you know, and even when, I guess, Mr. Shiner, you know, the original butcher, when he got too old to do it, he would guard the ingredients in the recipe very carefully. And eventually he had to, when it came time to mix them, he'd kick everybody out of the kitchen so that only he knew what the specific spices were. And he wouldn't even put the labels on the bottles so that just to keep it secret. But eventually he had to pass it on. And so now that's what we still do, the same recipe that's been passed. And you will only find those brats here at St. Alphonsus. And they are the best around. Everybody loves them. The flavor is just fantastic.
That sounds absolutely delicious. Not only will you be serving some authentic German food, like you just kind of listed off there, but you guys will also have authentic German beer. What kind of beer will be supplied there for people that are going to be joining this weekend? And then where is it coming from?
So, of course, we have to have beer for Oktoberfest. And we have an Oktoberfest-style beer that's made by Sam Adams. And so they're our chief sponsor. And, you know, it's funny because people think, oh, well, they're an American brewer. True, but Sam Adams Oktoberfest was the first American beer that passed the Reinheitsgebot and was allowed to be served at the Munich Oktoberfest in Germany. So it may as well be direct from Germany because it's German approved. It's Oktoberfest Munich approved. So it's good enough for them. It's good enough for us. We're happy to serve that. But we also have a special flight of beer this year down in a beer hall that we created, a kind of a Munich inspired beer hall. And so that beer flight will have a variety of beers from Germany. So people can try different styles. A Helles Lager from Weihenstephaner, a Pils from Paulaner, a Märzen from Hacker Shore, and a Dunkel Hefeweizen, also from Weihenstephaner. So those are some breweries from Germany. And so those will be available on a special beer flight in our beer hall downstairs.
Okay. And then I noticed, yeah, you have the German beer flight. How many different beers can you mix and match? And how much would it cost to get yourself a German beer flight?
Well, the beer flight, if people go on our website, STALS, so think Al's Oktoberfest.com, they can go on that and they can pre-order the flight for $20 for a flight. And they'll be available. There's only a limited quantity, but they'll be available for purchase if we still have them for $25 at the fest itself.
Father Steve Bauer joining me here on Score Values on 6-7 The Score. Now, I saw, too, that there will be a keg tapping ceremony. Could you share with the listeners just a little more details on exactly what this keg tapping ceremony is?
Of course, yeah. So hearkening back to the Munich Oktoberfest, there was always a ceremonial keg tapping to kick off the festival. So we decided to incorporate the same thing here because it's a special event. And so what we do before the headliner band on Friday evening, we have a special golden keg that we have had curated and made for us. And so with everybody gathered around, tons of people thousands of people in front of the stage, we do an authentic Catholic blessing of beer because there's actually an official blessing of beer because you're celebrating, you want to make sure you're drinking blessed beer because there's nothing worse than drinking unblessed beer at Oktoberfest. So we do a blessing of beer and then tap the keg and then sing the Ein Prosit song and everybody joins in. And it's a great fun tradition and it's kind of the official start to the fun and the celebration.
That sounds like a great time. Now I'm noticing you do have VIP beer steins. Could you kind of share a little more with what exactly comes with that? And then how can one purchase a VIP beer stein and where they can go to find that?
Okay, yeah. So our beer steins are available at stalsoktoberfest.com on our website. You can find the link for that. And they can get a regular stein. It's the 1 liter stein or the VIP package. If they get the VIP package, comes with a pewter lid and a whole bunch of swag. Now, what's really cool about the steins is they're German stoneware. These are handmade in Germany, designed by us, but handmade in Germany, shipped over and imported. They're stoneware, which actually keeps the beer colder longer than a ceramic or glass mug. And so the factory that makes them goes back to 1661. So, you know, centuries of tradition are being brought to bear here. So generations of tradition with the brats, centuries of tradition with the beer, and so it's really tapping into all of that, pun intended, allows us to really have lots of fun.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to have to get my hands on one of those. Now, Father Steve, you mentioned about the live music that's going to be happening over the weekend. Could you kind of share a little bit on the lineup of the music performances? And then are these normally local bands?
So yeah, we have a variety of local bands and cover bands, and we have two stages of music at our Oktoberfest. So on St. Alphonsus Church is on the intersection of Lincoln, Southport, and Wellington in the Lakeview neighborhood. And so we've got a stage on Southport Street, and one that's in our beer garden in the parking lot, kind of behind the church. And we've got some 80s cover bands. We've got our headliner on Saturday night is Dancing Queen, which is an ABBA tribute band. We have Fletcher Rockwell, the Tripping Billies, playing as well. Hello Weekend is playing. And then we've got, for people who want kind of more of a German polka funk fusion sound, we've got the Bratwurst Brothers and Sergeant Sauerkraut Polka Band playing. And those are high energy, fun bands that definitely get everybody dancing and singing along.
Oh, I love all about that, you know. Now I'm seeing on Sunday, there will be a Kinderfest. Just for those who are unaware what a Kinderfest is, could you just kind of give a little more detail on what it is and what will that consist of on that Sunday?
Sure, yeah. Our Kinderfest is designed to be more of a family-friendly event. And so we'll have a special, we have a special children's area that'll have games and activities for kids from like toddlers up to, you know, up to teens. And included in that, we call it our famous Kinderfest train. And so kids can get tickets to ride the train through the festival grounds. And, you know, and the train has a bell that rings and a whistle that blows. And so they all love that. So it's a little more of a chill vibe than, than the dancing and the party feel on Friday and Saturday night. But it's very family friendly. And we have a Jumbotron with some games on, and we have, activities for the young people. And the parents love coming out for that. But what's really cool is Kinderfest kicks off at noon on Sunday with our school band from St. Alphonsus Academy and Center for the Arts. So the school band leads the music, traditional German kids song, the chicken dance, and then the Ein Prosit song. And so it's a fun way to kind of kick off Kinderfest with our own school students leading the way for that.
I love that. And now, if for some reason, if a family with young kids could not make it on Sunday and they're going on a Friday or a Saturday, are there still some other activities for their young kids to participate in if they're going any of those days?
So there are still some vendors that have there's still some carnival games that will be available, with the skill games where you try to, get the ball through the hoop or the, whatever the activity is to try to win a prize or a little stuffed animal or trinket. So yeah, those activities are still there. We also have some other vendors that will be selling crafts or materials or other products that may be of interest to not just festgoers, but people in general, because it's nice for entrepreneurs and to come and try to show people what they're making, what they're selling, and people enjoy that.
Yeah, it just sounds like an absolute, complete, full, fun weekend of family time. Now, what is the cost to enjoy all these activities for anyone that's wanting to come out there this weekend?
Sure, okay, yeah. So on Friday and Saturday, the admission is $10, and then on Sunday, there's a suggested donation of $5, and that allows you to enjoy the whole festival grounds and two stages of music, and we've got our food tents and our beer trucks, two beer gardens for people to enjoy as well. And the whole community's been praying, and the committee's been praying, thanking God in advance for the great weather He's going to send for Oktoberfest.
I love that. Father Steve Bauer of St. Alphonsus Church, thank you again for joining me this morning on Score Values on 670 The Score. And before I just let you go, could you just quickly remind the listeners again just where they can go to find more information on Oktoberfest Chicago this weekend?
Sure, yeah. All of our information and links to buy the VIP package, as well as beer signs, the beer flight, that's all on our website. St. Al's Oktoberfest.com, and St. is abbreviated ST, so STALS Oktoberfest.com.
Great. Father Steve Bauer, thank you again for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
And that'll do it for this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score. I want to thank Father Steve Bauer for sharing the exciting 23rd annual Oktoberfest Chicago coming up this weekend, sharing all of the food, beer, and fun that will be available for this event, and where you can find some more information. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. Again, I'm Tyler Biederbaugh, and thanks for listening to this week's edition of Score Values here on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.